KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
At 7:06, we have cloudy skies, 49 degrees in Atlantic. We look for it to be mostly cloudy today, with a chance of drizzle through midday and scattered showers and thunderstorms this afternoon, a high of 62. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Rex Pharmacy. Totally remodeled, restocked, and ready to serve you with the prices you need, the service you deserve. In area news, the operator of a motorcycle was transported by private vehicle to the Cass County Hospital for treatment of minor injuries following an accident in Exira early Saturday afternoon. The Audubon County Sheriff's Office says 57-year-old Terry Ray Knudsen of Exira was injured when he lost control of the motorcycle he was driving on sand and debris found on the road near the intersection of West Harrison and North Jefferson Streets in Exira. The cycle toppled over onto its side during the accident and slid on the road before coming to rest. The accident happened around 1:15 p.m. A Council Bluffs man is recovering from a gunshot wound to his back after an incident that took place early this morning. Bluffs Police Sergeant Dave Dawson said 38-year-old Craig Anson was transported by private vehicle to Mercy Hospital in Council Bluffs following the shooting that happened around 1:30 a.m. in the 800 block of 2nd Avenue. Anson's injuries were non-life-threatening, and he has since been released from the hospital. Dawson said officers arriving on the scene spoke with several witnesses who said they heard 3 to 4 gunshots and several unknown men running north toward an apartment complex toward across from 817 2nd Avenue. Police interviewed Anson at around 1:45 a.m. The man's head said that he heard a disturbance going on outside of his home, and when he went to investigate, was shot once by a handgun. An attempted murder investigation is ongoing. Anyone with information about the shooting is asked to call the Council Bluffs Police Department's Criminal Investigation Division, or Crime Stoppers, at 712-328-7867. Police in Red Oak report a woman from Pottawatomie County was arrested early this morning. 32-year-old Jennifer Lynn Ballard of Council Bluffs, who is also known as Jennifer Lynn Voss, was arrested at around 5:15 a.m. on an active Red Oak police warrant for theft in the fifth degree and a Montgomery County warrant for failure to appear on a charge of harassment in the second degree. Ballard was being held in Montgomery County Jail on $1,300 cash bond. Police in Red Oak arrested a woman Sunday night for violating a custodial order. 32-year-old Rachel Hope Shum McAlpin of Red Oak was taken into custody at around 9:40 p.m. and brought to the Montgomery County Jail, where she was being held on $1,000 cash bond. Officials say her arrest followed an investigation that began April 1st, when the male legal guardian of a minor child reported that Shum McAlpin had custody of the child without the guardian's permission. Shum McAlpin is the child's natural mother. Officers went to her home several times but were unable to locate the woman. On Sunday, officers found both the woman and her child present at the woman's home, but Shum McAlpin refused to turn the child over to the guardian or police, which was in violation of her custodial order. Police obtained a search warrant for the arrest of the woman. The warrant was executed without incident at her residence, with Shum McAlpin and the child taken into protective custody. Red Oak police were assisted at the scene by Montgomery County Sheriff's deputies. 3 Nebraska residents were arrested Friday night on drug charges in Audubon County following a traffic stop in the 1400 block of Highway 71. The sheriff's office said 49-year-old David Lee Hill Sr. and 38-year-old Sinead Rochelle Gilmore, both of Omaha, and 55-year-old Joseph Allen Penley of Bellevue, Nebraska, were arrested at around 8:45 p.m. All 3 suspects face possession of methamphetamine and possession of drug paraphernalia charges. Hill was also charged with possession of marijuana, while Penley faces an additional OWI charge. The trio was transported to the Audubon County Jail. Hill has since posted a surety bond and was released. Gilmore and Penley were released as well after appearing before a magistrate. A preliminary hearing for Gilmore and Penley will be held April 23rd. In the funeral announcements, Mildred Lucian, age 90, of Portsmouth, died Wednesday. A massive Christian burial service for Mildred Lucian will be today at 10:30 at St. Mary's of the Assumption Church in Panama. Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has arrangements. Clifford Ellison, age 52, of Wyota, died Wednesday. Memorial services for Clifford Ellison will be held today at 1 o'clock at the First Assembly of God Church in Atlantic. Hockenberry Family Care in Atlantic has the arrangements. Juanita Doolittle, age 81, of Portsmouth, died Thursday. Funeral services for Juanita Doolittle will be tomorrow at 10:30 at the Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan. Evelyn Bergstrom, age 79, of Harlan, died Wednesday. Memorial services for Evelyn Bergstrom will be tomorrow at 11 o'clock at the Congregational United Church of Christ in Harlan. Burmeister Johansson Funeral Home in Harlan has arrangements. Wilma Walters, age 91, of Botna, died Friday in Sioux City. Funeral services for Wilma Walters will be tomorrow at 2 o'clock at the Odie Funeral Home in Manning. Delbert Hobbs, age 94, of Atlantic and formerly of Anita, died Friday at the Heritage House. Memorial services for Delbert Hobbs will be held Wednesday at 10:30 at the community room of Hockenberry Family Care in Atlantic. Yvonne Jensen, age 78, of Kimbleton, died Wednesday in Omaha. Funeral services for Yvonne Jensen will be this Wednesday at 10:30 at the Bethlehem Lutheran Church in Jacksonville. Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has arrangements. Inga Anna Murray, age 89, of Harlan, died Saturday. Funeral services for Inga Murray will be Wednesday at 11 a.m. at the Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan. Phyllis J. Gross, age 88, of Walnut, died Sunday at Murtaugh Medical Center. Services for Phyllis Gross are pending at Hockenberry Family Care in Atlantic. And Arthur Arter, age 82, of Adair, died Friday in Des Moines. Funeral services for Arthur Arter are pending. Hockenberry Family Care in Adair has the arrangements. The news was brought to you by Rex Pharmacy in Atlantic. The prices you need, the service you deserve. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.